Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
This is it, the one-day reprieve before New Yorkers head back to the polls for your final chance to have your say in the New York City mayor's race. And boy, did a lot of people vote early. Let's get the latest live from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, these are huge numbers, 735,000 early votes, in fact, over these 9 days. That is four times the amount of early voting people who went in the 2021 mayor's race. So that's really a staggering number. And the front runner, Zohran Mamdani, was in Harlem yesterday.
Your hands, whether you use them to vote, whether you use them to knock, whether you use them to make phone calls, they are more powerful than any commercial, more powerful than any poll.
Andrew Cuomo insists, though, he has some of the momentum here and some polls down to single digits behind Mamdani. He was in the Bronx yesterday.
We're going to put a shine on the Big Apple. That is going to be the best city in the United States of America, the best city on the globe. That's who we are.
It's a busy schedule for all three candidates here in these final hours before Election Day. We've learned Zohran Mamdani will actually speak what he's calling a sunrise address outside of the building he hopes to occupy, City Hall. He'll do that around 7:15 this morning. We've also learned Curtis Sliwa will be campaigning in Staten Island and Brooklyn this afternoon. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds was in Hell's Kitchen for Sunday's final day to have an early say.
Early voting wrapped up with a steady stream of New Yorkers pushing through this long line. Brandon Gillis stood in it and liked what he saw.
This says that a lot of New Yorkers are taking this very seriously. They're coming out. They're showing up.
Christina Le Pen says she's impressed by who's in line.
You know, many generations in this line that are coming out and supporting our democracy.
Her daughter, 19-year-old Vivian Diaz-Le Pen, grew up watching politics from the sidelines.
We were always like watching what was going on.
Yeah, really, since kindergarten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she's not watching anymore. She's voting. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Hell's Kitchen.
During an interview with 60 Minutes on CBS, President Trump threw a lukewarm support behind Andrew Cuomo.
I'm not a fan of Cuomo one way or the other, but if it's going to be between a bad Democrat and a communist, I'm going to pick the bad Democrat all the time, to be honest with you.
The polls will be open tomorrow in New York, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. In New Jersey, some Democratic star power on the trail in the governor's race.
Mikey doesn't just say the right thing. As your governor, she will do the right thing.
Former President Barack Obama stumped at a rally for Mikey Sherrill in Newark. Sherrill told ABC's This Week,
I'm going to fight incredibly hard for families, for kids, to get costs down. And I'm going to take on Donald Trump when it comes to our economy here in New Jersey.
Republican Jack Cittarelli in Hazlitt.
You know the other thing that really gets me here? She keeps talking about the Gateway Project, about the SNAP. Those are important projects, right? 13 times during shutdowns, during Joe Biden's administration, 13 times she voted yes to reopen the government. Now that Trump's the president, guess what? She votes no. Okay, it's a shame, but she's a hypocrite.
The latest poll from Atlas Intel has that race in a statistical tie, with Cheryl ahead by just one percentage point. 50.2% of likely voters compared to 49.3% for Cittarelli, only 1% still undecided. The polls in New Jersey will be open tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Nassau County DA's office has announced charges against a school bus company based in Queens. This is Cheese Bus Inc., accused of running school buses with forged insurance papers. Officials say that's been going on for years, from 2019 to 2024. They say the whole thing began to unravel in the fall of 2023, when the Valley Stream Central High School District asked all bus contractors for updated certificates of insurance. Cheese Bus sent two, but investigators say while the company had coverage, it did not cover the Valley Stream District. The Court Street Merchants Association is now suing the city over the redesign of the corridor between Skirmerhorn Street and Hamilton Avenue. The Eagle says they filed for a court order to halt the construction, saying the plan is increasing traffic congestion, messing up truck deliveries, and causing safety issues for both pedestrians and cyclists. They also say emergency vehicles are having a hard time getting through, and business has been down since construction began. The City Department of Transportation says the redesign is still a work in progress and that traffic flow will improve once the work is complete within the coming weeks. Tens of thousands of runners pounded the pavement on Sunday for the TCS New York City Marathon. Helen Obiri of Kenya set a women's record. She finished in 2 hours, 19 minutes, 51 seconds. Benson Capruto won the men's race, beating Alexander Mutiso in a photo finish, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 9 seconds. This year marked the 49th year the race was run in all five boroughs.
The fastest runners finished the marathon in just over 2 hours. Pauline Larkin just wants to finish.
I'm currently undergoing chemotherapy. The last session is on Wednesday.
The Fred's Team runner from Brooklyn is raising money for Memorial Sloan Kettering, where she is being treated.
I'm really slow, so I'm very excited about literally my footprints going on top of all of these footprints that have gone in front of me. It's an incredible journey to have.
Marla Diamond, 1010 wins on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
Inwood Council member Carmen De La Rosa has dropped her bid to be the next New York City Council speaker. In an email to colleagues obtained by the Daily News, she reportedly wrote that the decision comes following much consideration and that she is throwing her support behind Brooklyn Council member Crystal Hudson. Both are considered progressives. Hudson's district includes Crown Heights and Prospect Heights. So far, no comment from her or her team.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.